I really like the metaphor of building a boat, and that's what I've been trying to do. I'm trying to figure out how and how to help others build their boats. And thinking about building a boat, I think about community, and that community is, if not the answer, it's a big, very big part of the answer. And it can start out in very small ways. I'll give you a couple examples in my experience. I've been very interested in being a part of a land co-op or trust, co-housing, probably 30 years. I'm still looking for that opportunity to happen. And recently I got wind of the communities being put together in Orange County, Harvest Farm. And they want to build an eco-village. A lot of you know what I'm talking about. And it was so very attractive to me, like this was what I wanted for so many years. And then at some point I had to say, I can't do it now. My life is not where I can do it, because it's taking a lot of energy to put this together. And I have so many other things going on, I can't do it now. So I'm kind of, okay, there will be a time for me to do that. And thinking about community, also, well, our neighborhood is is a subset of community. It's where people live. And today I had a conflict on what I was going to do this afternoon. My other choice was a committee meeting in Durham. That is a neighborhood energy committee that is meeting to figure out how they can work together as a neighborhood to decrease the amount of residential energy use. And this was started by a friend of mine who just I went to a meeting of Clean Energy Durham, and that's one thing they do. And she took the idea back to her neighborhood and got a speaker there to give a inconvenient truth type of presentation of slides. And this is like global warming, you should be scared. And a couple of weeks ago, they had a workshop on making how just nuts and bolts of how to put make their houses more energy efficient, and that was good as a part of that offering advice and stuff. I just want to nurture that. And I know stuff that could help them a lot. And you know, on my agenda is I really like the idea of urban agriculture and people growing their own food in their backyards, on their roofs, or their patio, or in their kitchen window. And community-supported agriculture, and making those links. I don't live in a neighborhood that I can't say can't make this type of cohesion. I live out in the country, and so it just wouldn't work. But I can be part of other efforts. And work in communities that aren't geographically situated in a neighborhood. I feel that this is a community.
I was so excited that the farmers market started yesterday morning. I felt like I was alive again. I think that's such a wonderful thing. Are you going to develop a study guide for the film, especially for like different audiences?
We've thought about a study guide, and also we've thought about putting the whole script somehow, having an interactive footnoting thing where maybe it could be a semester course for like universities where they would watch the whole film and then go through and read the readings that go with and write and talk.
But I assume that you can't be everywhere that the film shows. So.
Right. Well, so far we have been.
It'd be great.
It would be good if we could get it a little bit more broadly seen. Yeah.
I think that's really stood in my way for a long time is being surrounded by intellectual people that were not in connection with their feelings, intuition, or spiritualism at all. And I feeling like I was the odd one. Like, you know, they're intelligent and they're saying, you know, what are you talking about? For example, with global warming, a family discussion once when few of us were saying, there's definitely global warming. The other side of the table, no, there isn't. And one of these is an earth science teacher saying, oh, it's just a natural, you know, shift, and we've seen this before. And my tendency to just be like, well, they're the smart ones. Maybe I'm just overreacting. So that's been a roadblock for me. But being involved in a group like this, brilliant people, hearing what people are writing and coming out with in movies, and it's like I'm not crazy now. Things are being done.
You're not great.
Thank you.
In terms of any blockage to where you might lead us, the size of the group is a bit of a block. Everyone has such wonderful insights, but it takes 45 minutes to get around. And it in another time, in another place, it might be useful to break into smaller groups. One of my blockages in terms of dealing with this whole construct is the degree of complicity that I have, that much as I love my ancestors were involved. They, most of them came over here seeking space, and they found it, and they farmed it, and they cut down trees, and they, you know, did all kinds of things. And there's no point in blaming, but what I want to find two things. I want to find my own way out of, as much, as far as I can at least, given my own physical and mental capacities and skills, to withdraw from the system. And it's impossible, but to try, and then to make linkages to work to break down some of the problems that you mentioned in the film, the capitalism. Oh, by the way, after water aerobics the other day, something came up about how awful whatever it was, and I just dropped into the conversation that kind of issue made me think more highly of the European socialist situation. And I kid you not, there were about five of us, and two of them said yes, that they agreed. And I thought to myself, if Bush knew how far he has pushed some people that an old ladies group after a water aerobics class, three of them are heading to socialist tendencies.
Give me a call!
So he has served his purpose anyway.
Just that you kind of took the words out of my mouth about the size of the group. Yeah, it's just, it's, you know, smaller is better kind of thing. But, and in terms of the barrier to discuss, after hearing people talk, I mean, I'm you know, you guys feel like family, so I don't feel any kind of barrier towards being able to say anything that we might want to say. But from a personal barrier, you know, part of it is, tomorrow I have to go back to a job in corporate America kind of thing, and here you get on with all this great stuff during the weekends, and then you have to go back to a job that, you know, in the scope of the cosmos, does it really matter? And that's kind of frustrating, because, you know, we are going down the tracks of, you know providing for a family, and you know a son in college, and, you know, mortgage and food and all the stuff that we all have to worry about on an everyday basis. So that's just very frustrating, that when I see Pete and Gail, you know your comment on your radio program was the day that you could leave, the day that you could have left corporate America, you know, was the day that you did that. It's like, oh, that's like, it's, you know, jealousy.
It's so, not my radio program.
Right. The quote that Gail had in her group when she went down to Venezuela. So it's just like, and then I see Pete just kind of leaving his job, and this fears, you know, when you talked about how you have a hard time talking about it to some of your neighbors, and they think that you're really, you know, crazy doing it. There's just, again, pure jealousy that you're able to do, you know, something like that. So it's just kind of very, very frustrating that we are on the tracks, and we can't just, you know, step off onto a, you know, different path just for purely economic reasons, and that's just very frustrating. So.
Well, we can.
We just don't choose to.
Right. Yeah. Because the consequences.
Right.
Are
right. Radical. You know. Right. Yeah. Right. Because it's not just about us. It's about, mm-hmm. you know there's other people involved. The first thing that my father said to me when our first son was born was that it's not about you anymore. And and he was right. You know.
That's good. There's been some great things said tonight, today.
Fabulous.
And I'd just like to encourage you all to take one of my cards later, because each and every one of you has something that you can contribute as far as, I'd like to record you and get some of your comments, individual comments, you know, for the podcast. But what I want to say is, just again, I said it before, coming from the perspective of only being involved for the last year, and this side of the room over here slammed a lot of my thunder, but as far as being judgmental and training, I'm looking at it from being addicted. I'm addicted to this world in a lot of areas that I need to get my house in order. I can't be pointing at people or going into situations thinking, oh, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, because those other three fingers are looking right back at me. And so I need to be really careful not to be judgmental, you know. Like, people have their hurdles they need to start to get over. But as far as the training, oh, boy, you really said a great thing about training. I'd like to work with you as far as getting some training programs involved. My wife wants to put hardwood floors in the living room. So, me thinking, oh, wait a second, where's this wood coming from? Called up and found out what K Kempis Wood, Indonesia, Malaysia, rainforest. Wait a minute. Okay, so, okay, forget about the hardwood floors. Well, let's look at oak, but then, you know, is that a sustainably managed forest? You know, okay, she's changed her mind and we're going with carpet, you know. Wait a second, but I did find there's 100% PET, you know, made out of plastic bottles, carpet available. That's going to be tough for me to sell that idea. She doesn't like that idea already.
Bamboo is very sustainable, and yeah, it's an increasingly big thing, and it's beautiful, just like hardwood floors.
Right,
it's
and gorgeous. Cork also.
Cork.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but my main point. Thank you. Bamboo cork. my main point is, she said she's already got her mind set. She already went from the wood floors to the carpet. And she said, oh, I'm going to paint. So she went out and bought a couple of gallons of paint. And then I remembered having heard some other podcasts about, oh, well, there's the right kind of paint. And I'm thinking, boy, we're just two people, you know, and I've only been involved for a year. And it's just so much stuff coming at me. But it's not really overwhelming me, but I'm thinking, I'm starting to move in that direction. And, you know, there are just other things. So, yeah, we need some kind of a Friends of the Earth counselors that can get involved and really start showing us a lot, train us how to, you know, get involved politically, you know, what really gets our politicians to, you know, pay attention, and maybe whether it be petitions or letter writing, or, you know, it's just such a simple thing to, you know, look up your politician and, you know, send them an email, which can get there faster sometimes than a letter because of the other scares involved. But, you know, there's a lot of people that don't even know about that. So we need to have a lot of training and really start understanding. And there's a lot to do, but, you know, I'm trying to help. Help those, again, I'm saying something I already said, but help those that have a message say it. Because, I mean, there's a lot of people that have been involved in this for many, many years, and there's a lot of knowledge there. And I would just like to get together with you and help you say it, you know. Thank you.
What I would say is that I would encourage everyone to be active. I really would like to talk to you about the training before we leave today. Also, I own a media production company, so if you need any assistance in making DVD copies and all that, we should talk. Okay? I don't know if you do or not, but just an offer. I would urge everyone to go to the county commissioners meeting. I think it's once a month. That you can make real changes there and meet people there and all that. Peggy said we're from Wake Forest, but what she didn't say is that we spent the first night in our house last night. Mm. We're from New Jersey, just moving down here. Mm. What's fascinating to us about this area is the rapid growth and the ability to affect change. And where we're from in New Jersey, things have been built for 300 years, so it is what it is. Down here, you've got buildings going up in every street corner for the 50 miles around you. It's fantastic ability to go to these meetings, get involved, and be a voice for change, and being voice for the right kind of change, and sustainable change. There's a Progress Energy wants to put up a coal-burning power plant an hour and a half north of Charlotte, you know, between here and Charlotte. Maybe some of you people nodding your head, you know about it. I belong to Environment North Carolina. They're fighting that, and that's a great group to belong to. So there's a lot that can be done.
The thing that came to my mind as far as what stops me all the time is what I was hearing, what everybody said, and what I wanted to say, and I'm sitting here going, I can't say it, so I'm going to say it, because that's exactly where I get stopped, and I'm also a therapist, so that's exactly where I'm working on right now. But I loved your, I loved it. Everybody told you that, that visualization of anxiety was fabulous. And if it's okay with you, I'm going to be passing that one on.
Please.
That's going to be, yeah, it's going to be.
I said we all had to become therapists.
Yes, exactly. And that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. The thing that popped up for me listening to everybody was enrolling other people in our ideas. Community, relationships, all of that stuff that's coming up. And my husband and I have been involved in an organization for a number of years now that that works just with that kind of thing. It's called Landmark Education. Like everything everybody was saying, I like Landmark Education, Landmark Education, Landmark, you know, all the way through it. Because what it is a it's a weekend seminar, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday seminar. That is a conversation about being a human being and what's possible for us in our lives and what's possible in the world. And it's about relationships, and it's about everything that we were all talking about that would move this forward. And I don't know if anybody's interested. What we can do is arrange to have an introduction, have somebody come and do an introduction for the seminar here, and then you know, kind of take it from there. But it's a really powerful program as far as that goes, and a lot of things. It's an international organization. A lot of things have happened in the world because of this organization. And one of the things, just to kind of tell you, one of the things a bunch of the leaders have gotten together recently, within this past year, they formed a group. Who they've decided what they're going to create in the world is talking to global leaders about what's possible in the world as far as peace goes and coming together. So that's the level that they're talking at.
Well, it's 5:09, so we're going to keep our commitment as close as we can and stop.
9 minutes ago. Let's stop 9 minutes ago. And then
if you feel called to stay, I just want to say, if you feel called to stay in touch with us, please do so either by filling out the little form and I'll put you on our list, or you can go to our website and contact us through that. Tim and I have both just recently started a blog. Tim's is hilarious. Mine is, of course, more sober, but we invite you, if you feel drawn to just stay in touch, and thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you very much.